are already into the fourth and final hour, opening the phones up. We have each caller about 1 minute on air. We have a lot of other important news, like the Congress on the verge of passing a law to restrict internet free speech massively. And they've singled out 9/11 Truth to be banned specifically. It is confirmed. So we're seeing just open frontal assaults on the Republic, on the Bill of Rights, on the Constitution. I talked to Ted Anderson this morning when gold was up $50. It's up $85, almost $90 today, exploding. And we had said that when the winter got here, it was guaranteed to go back up past its previous high of $1,100 an ounce. Remember, it was just 260-something bucks 5 years ago. But they can only suppress the price of gold and commodities so long when the dollar's devalued. And the announcement that the U.S. Treasury, through the private Federal Reserve, stands behind tens of trillions, which has been leveraged into thousands of trillions, every day, you know, 100 billion, 50 billion, 87 million, one day, 50-something trillion, that was 2 weeks ago, bailouts, and the world is saying, sayonara dollar, and we're getting the lowest bond rating on U.S. bonds in the last 54 years. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, because I need to get into YouTube and attack on free speech, because, you know, we can always get our economy back, even through a depression, but if we don't have liberty, none of it will come back. I mean, folks, it's all happening. They're pulling out the stops right now. Before we were just starting down the slide, now we're racing down it into the pool of alcohol, as they say, down the razor blade into that. Just massive stuff developing here. But Ted is going to offer gold at the same price he offered it yesterday at $85 an ounce under what it was. Now he's never offered a deal this good. He just told me during the break, he said, I'm going to offer this. Can I come on? And I talked to him this morning. I didn't know this was the deal he was offering. Ted, count me in on that. I forgot to try to put a little silver order in yesterday. He's going to run out probably in the next 12 hours or so. We've told you this. He has a position. He has this gold and silver in his safe. He bought it when it was $85 less. He secured it when it hit a low. And the gold's going to go up and down before it goes to the moon. The point is, fundamentally, the dollar's going to zero. That's what all common sense and history and facts are on. When she stops, nobody knows. Round and round she goes. When it stops, nobody knows. It's like musical chairs. But I would get your chair now. Don't get left out. Ted, this deal you're offering, you've never, nothing ever has come close to this.
Not ever, Alex. I can tell you in the history since I've been working in gold, I don't ever remember seeing a day where gold has gone up 85 bucks in one day. And I locked this stuff in yesterday at 780 something when we're talking yesterday on the air. I'm not kidding you, man. I'm selling British sovereigns and French francs for less than spot right now. You can call across the entire world if you want to. You're not going to find anybody offering it to you for less unless your mom and dad want to give it to you for free. This is really, really quite a deal. Right now I've got British sovereigns at $217 a piece, same price as yesterday. Francs at $173. I also still have a good supply of those Walking Liberty halves. Silver's up, what, $2 right now? $6.95. Alex, right now, you better move in because, I mean, this is the only time you see a market move like this is when it's being manipulated.
Hey, Ted, can we boost your audio up there? It's definitely low on my board.
Oh, okay.
Guys, can we get his audio boosted? Thank you. Continue repeating that special.
Yeah, I'll just go for it again here. I mean, we're at $6.95 for Walking Liberties. We are at $217 on British sovereigns, and we're at $173 on the franc. Those gold coins are below spot. Those silver coins are at spot right now. You can call across the entire world. You're not going to find them for this price anywhere else because
everybody
else.
And, Ted, you're offering this because you love giving people good deals. You secured these. You bought them for $85 or $90 now. It's rising under what it's selling for now. And you were telling me you can't offer this long, can you?
No, if you don't call today and say you've called on the Alex Jones special, you're not going to get this price.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They're standing by. First come, first serve. Stay there, Ted. I've got some economic questions for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ted Anderson right now, the owner of the GCN Radio Network and also owner of Midas Resources, for my listeners alone, is offering gold at close to $90 under what it was yesterday. $90 under spot. You cannot, Ted, this deal, you usually just offer it at whatever the current rate is. And that's a super good deal because there's really no markup for you to even pay your brokers. And you do that as a promotional deal for the show. And some folks will get into the market and see how good it is and actually physically hold gold and silver and other metals. But to, I mean, why are you doing this? I guess because you have the stores of gold and silver at the lower price?
Well, we had the ability to lock in when the market was low, and I'd rather pass it on to the people that are listening. I tell you, Alex, I got the same lecture from my buyer, Mona, who actually she manages all my buyers. I've got about five of them. And she says, what are you doing? She says, if we sell more than this, we're going to be, you know, that's okay. I mean, I'll take the risk. I mean, the people have done so much to, you know, just going to that Ron Paul convention, having 10,000 people standing there and asking for the Federal Reserve System to be shut down is such a treat for me. I mean, you don't understand how much that means to me to be able to see that, and having about 80% of the people in the place already know who I am and thanking me for what I've done. It's not what I've done, and it's not necessarily what you've done, Alice. All these people have set forth and done so much, you know.
Well, talking about 9/11 truth, Ventura did it at the Ron Paul event. He got a standing ovation, and now we have Ralph Nader coming out for 9/11 truth. We have Dennis Kucinich coming out for 9/11 truth. And we have these more and more big mainline people that have tens of millions of supporters. I mean, 9/11 truth, from your perspective, are you seeing it get bigger or smaller?
Oh, it's getting way bigger, Alex. You can remember what it was like years ago when we first started all this stuff.
In fact, you remember that. You and Trudeau got me on the phone. You said, look, we're not going to tell you what to say, but all these affiliates are dumping. We're not telling you to stop. Just be advised. I mean, you remember that, Ted, don't you?
Oh, yeah, because everybody was so wigged out about this thing. I mean, it was yay, rah, rah, let's go in and get Saddam Hussein. Not Saddam Hussein, but I can't remember his name. Osama bin Laden. And let's march off into war. It was like the 90% of the people in this country wanted to kick some rear end, you know. And we're kicking the wrong people's rear end. That's the problem. And it was so distracting at that particular time. And here we've just grown into what, you know, Alex, honestly, I mean, even you go back before that, Oklahoma City bombing, there's been so many different issues.
Oh, yeah. My first film in 97 was about government-sponsored terror. I've always been on this subject. You know, we always talk about July 25th is when I said they're going to attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, bin Laden. I'd really been saying similar things the months before. I just named names and was specific 2 months before. I took a big hit, and I went on air and said they're going to launch an anthrax attack. You know, how did I know that? Well, hundreds of different points, sources, things I'd witnessed. But the point is, folks, you get hardcore info on this show, and talk about the manipulation, how they were able to drive down gold by over $100 an ounce.
Well, that was, I really feel sorry for the people that are in that that futures market. Right now, the people that are short on the marketplace that thought it was going to be going down are getting margin called up the rear end, man. They'll be lucky if they have any assets.
But see, that's what the globalists do. They have been caught in lawsuits. They've been convicted. They manipulate the metals, prices, and other commodities. And down here in Texas, there's a lot of oil executives and people that my dad knows and I've talked to, and they say oil's going to go back up in the winter, back up in the summer. This is only the beginning. We'll see what's going to happen. But bottom line, announcing that, I mean, you heard Treasury, former Treasury Director, head of policy a few days ago on the show saying he's afraid this will destroy the Treasury's solvency. And now foreigners giving us one of the lowest bond rates in U.S. history, the lowest in 54 years. I mean, they can't announce they're going to bail out trillions of dollars. I mean, this is unbelievable. This, folks, when they print more money and issue it, it devalues it. And I know most of you know that, but for those that don't, it's going to take more dollars to buy gold and silver. They're talking about runs on banks in mainstream news, and banks are going under every day. Mega banks. I mean, three of the big five are insolvent. The other two are talking about going insolvent. This is Armageddon by design. They've moved the real assets out the back door. Ted, give them that offer one more time.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you right now. It's Walking Liberty half silver half pieces. They're the ones from the 1940s. $6.95 a coin. They made the U.S. Eagle, the new U.S. Eagle, to emulate that coin because it's so beautiful.
It's a gorgeous coin. I've got a bag of them.
And the next thing is that British sovereign coin, quarter ounce gold piece. Do the math, $217 a piece. That's below spot. Franc, $173. That's one fifth of an ounce of gold. Right now, at this particular time, you can't find a better buy. This is the best buy in the marketplace. And besides the fact, gold just went up like crazy. And like you said, Alex, there's enough financial institutions. If you had your money into an IRA, or if you have it in the bank, if it's sitting somewhere in some stocks or bonds or wherever you're at, you've got to get away from the U.S. dollar. You've got to get out of these markets and buy something that's solid and secure. And gold and silver, that there's nothing that meets that match. That is it.
Ted, give folks the toll-free number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. And again, I stress, get physical delivery of gold. Don't be buying paper contracts. Get the physical stuff. You're going to be
now, Ted, what about those Infowars.com links and PrisonPlanet.com links you sponsor us, where I have links over to whatever the day's special is? What are the specials there?
Alex, I haven't had a chance. I've been so busy taking care of this, I didn't even look. But I would suggest that you make the phone call, because the stuff that you have right here that I'm talking about on the air right now, you're not going to get it anywhere else. You're not even going to get it here at my company if you don't mention the fact that you called in, heard it on the Alex Jones Show, and you want to get the special. I would suggest.
Now, Ted, how long can you hold this? I mean, what's your supply like?
Well, unless if I see gold drop about $100 an ounce today, I won't be able to offer it tomorrow. My prices will be up tomorrow. So
800-686-2237. Get gold. Where is gold right now? It keeps going up every time I look.
I don't have a computer right here in my studio, and I'm looking. The last time I looked, it was up $82.22. Ask on gold was $862.10. So it is up, $82. My gosh. I mean, it started out at about 800. And it just kept on climbing. It's like a runaway train right now. The dollar's dropping. The dollar, well, I'm looking at it right now. The dollar is down 76.20 from 78. The whole thing is, the whole.
Well, they pumped up the dollar and drove down commodities right before they fully devalued the dollar. And for those who don't know, conservatively tens of trillions, definitely in the hundreds of trillions. I mean, because so much of it's secret, but they're admitting 50 something trillion with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, hundreds of billions every day and other bailouts. And then they admit that, well, this company's 50 billion in the hole. This one's 87 billion. This one's 5 trillion. But they admit that these companies are leveraged hundreds of times.
Well, that's the thing, Alex. Right now, we're just scratching the surface. We're hearing Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and now Lehman
Good
Brothers.
God.
There's a whole list of institutions right now that are right on the verge of filing bankruptcy.
Let me tell people, gold is up $85.50 today and shooting straight up as we speak. It has not dropped since gold opened this morning.
Yeah.
It is shooting straight up.
It's definitely going limit up today, and you know I can't guarantee what it'll do tomorrow. But there is too many financial problems out there right now. You just got to take a look at what's going on. People,
Ted, we were talking about being scared a few months ago. I mean, I personally don't have that much money, but I have stuff in some savings accounts for my children, and I'm like, what do I do with this? I mean, because I'm not even in the mode of holding physical gold. I don't even hold that much. I don't have that much money, and it's kind of like I'm not into buying things. But I've gotten to the point now, my wife's like, you preach this stuff, come on, do something.
Right.
And you know, we're all, I mean, my dad's in the same position. I don't have time to go look at property, but it's going to go down in value too. But you got to be in something physical. And the best bet is gold and silver. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Let me, people are crazy if they don't take that offer, but hey, whatever. Gold at 85% below spot. And Ted is in danger with that deal because I was talking to him in the break. He told me some of what he's got, and it's going to run out fast, but he says he will honor whatever because, you know, he can just buy it at more money and ship it to you. But what he's got in the safe right now, first come, first serve. People will be there until about 10 o'clock tonight. 800-686-2237 is the toll-free number to call. 800-686-2237. That's the gold number, isn't it? I got so much going on in my brain, I can't even keep track of it anymore. Okay, look, I got all this economic news, and I just covered that with Ted. Let me get into some other news for you, because I want to go to these phone calls. I want to go to the loaded phone lines here. Should I go to phone calls now? And then hold it to the end. What should I do here? I have so many here. I mean, this is the type of news I have. This is what I could spend the rest of the hour on, but I'm not. I'm going to go to your calls. Melissa, Ben, Mark, Motto, JC, Chip, Lucas, Charles, Bruce, Chris, George, and others. YouTube's version of the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. And it is absolutely true. I couldn't believe it yesterday. And sure enough, they have implemented it before it's even law. And it states in the Prevention Act that 9/11 Truth is basically terrorist, and that it needs to be banned. Now, you tell me we're not having an effect on them. If something isn't hurting them, they let it continue. So I've got that. Also, Arctic ice sheet melt season officially over. Ice cap up to 9% larger than from last year. That's official, multiple governments, multiple satellite photos. But then UN News Center reports, global network necessary to confront climate change's crisis, says ban. And it says the UN says they need basically a world government to enforce rules on stopping global warming, which means taxing carbon dioxide that animals exhale. Authorities vow to force holdouts off Texas coast. People that stayed are being forced out. Patient contracts hepatitis C from dialysis center. They think up to 700 could have it. But Bayer ships out HIV to a million people on purpose in vaccines. I'm getting in trouble. Dick Armey says that Dick Cheney BS'd him about Iraq mini nukes. And a lot more. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, Melissa in North Carolina, during the behind-the-scenes Infowars.com streams. By the way, we're on AM and FM stations, shortwave satellite, but hundreds of thousands of people today tune in via the streams. I have my separate own streams at Infowars.com. That's how you hear the behind-the-scenes discussions, is by going there and clicking. Those were down for about 30 minutes or 20 minutes this morning, and so people are going to miss the behind-the-scenes discussions if you don't go over to those streams. Also, when the show ends and the rebroadcast starts and I go through the what we believe to be the murder of Barry Jennings, a key 9/11 witness, all the details were covered in the first hour and a bunch of other key news, you won't be able to hear that unless you're listening to those streams. So that's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Melissa had asked a question about how does she protect herself. You know, is it really not a law that she has to take vaccines? Is there a law that you've got to have an abortion, Melissa?
No, sir.
But under eugenics, since the 20s through the 80s, they sterilized over 500,000 women by just grabbing them, by kidnapping them. I have newsreel clips in my film Endgame. So they came through color of law with brainwashed police, and they did that. Now, do you remember last school year started, I had the Prince George County state attorney on, and he admitted his children don't vaccinate, but they had police dogs out, 2,000 children and their parents were told it was the law, they had to take vaccines, and they showed up with police dogs barking and growling and took the shots. But then I had him on, and I said, there's no law, and he said, no, there's not. So that shows the government. It's criminal. And so they lie and they say, you won't be allowed to be in school, you'll be arrested. But what they do is they suspend you for not having your child, for not having the shots, then truancy kicks in, but under federal and state law, they can't do that for something that isn't against the law. They say it's school policy, so then they expel you, then they trigger truancy, and then they come arrest you for that. And then they color of law, because you're ignorant, it's for your own good, they say, give your kids shots and we'll drop the charges. And then you get the shots, they let you back in school, and now your kid's just on probation.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me finish here how the fraud works. Then, when they're introducing a crime, a mass crime operation on us, they get you to contract your rights away. So they announce, for those that do know it's not the law, we want you to sign a waiver form. And most waiver forms say, I admit I'm a bad parent, I admit I'm putting them in danger, but it's my conscientious objector or religious right to do this. But there's no triggering law to make you do that. And the parents I know just threaten to sue them and say, look, that's a fraud as well. I'm not signing a form. There's no law triggering that health department. And I appreciate your call. It's the same thing with the HPV shot. There's no law, as they announced in Texas, it's the law. You've got to take the shot. There's no law. There's no law. The health department got a mandate from the governor to make it their list of mandatory recommended. See, it's all lawyer speak. Mandatory recommended. Then they run a giant hoax on the cattle, drooling population, drunk on fluoride and aspartame, that it the governor says you have to take it. Then the feds say all the immigrants have to take it. I'd love to talk to you all day, but I got to get to all the calls here. Now, and I gave her like 6-7 minutes. I've got to give people less time because I've got to get to all the points. Ma'am, I've asked my webmasters, Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson. I think they created sections and they get buried because there's so much new news every day. We need permanent vaccine center on the site that has the state exemption forms first. But even that's bad because it introduces you into the fraud of having to get a waiver. See, it's a waiver to a law that doesn't exist. See, right there, the government's rogue. It's criminal. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just wanted to point out that I know one of the vortices of this 9/11 truth movement is dead sort of thing. If you go to the latest issue of Skeptics magazine, they've got an article in there talking about how since loose change has dropped in viewing, which we already know that's manipulated, then that means that the whole movement is dead. If we can get enough letters sent into Skeptics magazine saying this is a fraud, this is BS, we can't have...
Oh, screw that. Nobody pays attention to that pathetic Cider Scopes urban legends that says there's no such thing as cross-species chimeras. I mean, you know, let them say that there's no such thing as the sun or no such thing as a dog or no such thing as a Chinese selling political dissidents' organs. But that's my point. They're all the government ops and our, quote, own people are all saying it right when Valhalla is here. And I'm telling you, whoever says that is a Fed or is under their control, period. Anything else?
I just wanted to say that to Alyssa and all the rest of these people who are still afraid, you can't let the fear paralyze you. You've got to get out there and you've got to be a bulldog. Be polite, but don't back down. That's the key.
Oh, hey, we don't have a hope. All you can do is fight.
That's right.
It's a good feeling to be cornered because then you know there's nothing you can do but fight.
Exactly.
Right, well, thank you for the call. We're going to continue with phone calls behind the scenes for the Infowars.com stream listeners exclusively. Everybody else will be back in 3 minutes. More key news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Oh, yeah, here's the deal. I got a bunch of news I need to cover, and I want to take your call, so let's just race through your call. Bruce in Connecticut. Bruce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air, Bruce.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Take my call. Initially, I was going to call and plug you and all your guests for telling you a lot of the truth, and all the listeners have to do is do some research when you hear some facts that you guys spit out. And verify that you are telling the truth. But I want to get back to your show yesterday. Paul Craig Roberts said that these guys who were offshoring jobs didn't realize the financial outcome. I don't buy that.
Oh, no, they knew. In fact, in a lot of globalist documents, they say they were going to do this 10, 20 years ago. They've done it. I mean, it's in black and white.
That's economics 101.
That's what banks do. They want to get you overextended and then pull the rug out from under.
I mean, it's obvious. I mean, I don't know if he's naive or he's playing the other side. I don't know.
I don't think so. He's pretty hardcore on the police state and stuff now.
Yeah.
He just finds it hard to believe they're this evil. Anything else, Bruce?
Nah, that was pretty much, I had a whole spiel to plug you and your guests, but I know you got a lot of callers, so I'll let you go.
God bless you, my friend. Yeah, it's making the enemy mad what a big effect my listeners are having, how much action you're taking out there. Just make them even more mad, but don't do it for hatred of the New World Order. Fight for the innocents that are counting on you to come through. We're going to make it through this with God's help. By God, I salute everybody at 9/11 Truth and all the patriots that exposed the North American Union and anybody and everybody that gets up off their butt mean, how dare people sit there and second-guess those that are taking action? But they do that to make you question and to make you second-guess yourself and to make you kind of stand still for a minute so they can run over you. You're going to fail New World Order. We see right through you, and we know we're kicking your butt. We're going to intensify things. So you failed. How do you like that? These are failures. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Great to be on the show. Longtime fan, first time caller. Just talk about Ted's gold deal. It's phenomenal. I've seen other websites buying his coins for more, $20 more than he's selling them for. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Are you recording this phone call?
No, I'm just on a wireless phone.
Okay, well, it's I think it's about to go out of power. Yeah, no, I mean, Ted is offering gold at 85% under what it's selling for today. I mean, he's never done a deal like this. It's not hype. I believe in these investments. It's what I'm invested in, and it's totally insane.
One other quick thing, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago when Timothy McVeigh was put to death, I remember hearing a story on the radio. I only heard it once, that he wrote 9/11 on his chest when they found his body and did the post-mortem.
Yes.
You ever heard anything like that?
Yes. I mean, hell, the governor's brother wrote a book the year before the attacks where a Tom McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building, and then everything that happened was accurate.
Wow.
I mean, my God, these people love it. I mean, they make TV shows where they carry out 9/11 over and over again. I appreciate your call. I'm going to jump against when we get to everybody. George in Illinois, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, the thing is, just watching your films and just looking at the Minnesota convention, you know what really scares me is these police officers have that stone face and they got no soul. I mean, they've been like something that's taken over, like the Borg.
Well, they've been taught that that's tough and not asking questions. But it'll be tough when the government takes their entire pension fund, everybody else's pension fund. So, you know, hey, you think Darth Vader outfits are fun? Well, this isn't a movie. And, you know, you're going to find out.
Well, you know, the sad thing, when this thing does go down, the people who gave the order, the politician, the police chief, they'll be on a Learjet, and they're going to be a lead cushion for the angry mobs.
That's right. But that's what they want. So this is what they want. This is what they get.
All right. God bless you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
You bet. Thank you, George. Lucas just hung up. Brian in Arizona. Go ahead, Brian.
Alex, how are you? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wondered, you're talking, I heard the subject was the economy and 9/11. If you go to a movie called The Truth and Lies of 9/11 by Michael Rupert, we basically had an economy that was going to implode right before 9/11. He talks about how trillions of dollars of drug money goes through.
No, he was right about all of that. He was wrong about peak oil and pro-eugenics, you know, pro-population reduction.
I disagree with him on peak oil too, but he was right about a lot of the financial.
Oh, well, they're certainly going to artificially take everything we got. That's kind of the left agenda. They tell the leftists, oh, everything's going to get real bad and our standard of living is going to go down, but we deserve it because of the peak oil. That's kind of, it's kind of a higher level disinfo plane. You know, each strata of society is given their own disinfo.
Yeah. And I want to confirm about Barry Jennings. Has that been confirmed that he has died?
Yeah, I'm going to explain it. And at the first hour, I go into it. In the second hour, it's about to re-air in 20 minutes at InfoWars.com. And then on the AM and FM tonight, 9 to midnight, when the network refeeds it over satellite for our affiliates. Yes, we confirm. We've talked to five people in the New York office that worked with him. He died August 19th. He's dead.
Suicide?
Okay? Pardon me?
Was it suicide?
You'll have to tune in next hour, but they won't say. It's all very suspicious. And then
got you through the tip line, the number for April Gallup. She wants to be on the show next week or after. I guess she's having medical work done this week.
Okay, thank you. I got to jump. Thanks for that number. We'll get April Gallup on. We've got that number. Thank you, sir. I got to go fast here. Okay, let's go ahead to the other phone system. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day to you, Alex. Great to speak with you.
Hi.
Alex, at this point, with your dynamic personality, you're really bringing to the fore the extreme and urgent need to expose the evil in this world. I strongly feel and understand that we are, as we speak here today, at the giant and main fulcrum point which is at the center of the struggle, spiritual and global, between good and evil in this world. It's going to go one way or the other. I've mentioned the phrase, a short time frame, to you before. I think I got it from you as a phrase applicable to the pace of the enemy on a global spiritual level over recent years.
Well, they've got a window, yeah.
They do. They do. And the extreme vulnerability of the enemy is the greatest right now. And their
That's
power.
Right. People are now, for the first time ever, ready to hear, ready to know the truth, ready to wake up. There has never been more fertile fields to expose the tyranny. People are now ready to hear it. And we need to understand we are having a big effect. We have discredited them. Congress has a 9% approval rating. And anybody that tells you I see all these patriot people. And all they do on their websites and radio shows is say, we're losing, it's pathetic, we're bad, nobody's waking up, 9/11 truth's bad. Those people are feds.
Yes, sir.
And because I notice it's all the same things they're saying, and it's kind of shocking to go, whoa, man, there's that many of them. Or some of them are just being handled or copycats kind of repeating. But it's bad.
You're directly over the target, Alex, and you have been ever since you began. You have been hammering on them. And now when they have to go and expose themselves to any degree, that shows that you have actually gotten a chink going in their armor and the way
I have done nothing. You, all of us, through God, and that's real, folks, all of us. You got to have a relationship with God to be able to deal with this. You think I like knowing the government blew up the buildings? That's scary as hell. You think I like knowing they kidnap little kids when I have children? You think I like all this? I had to see our own movement, but I realized that's feds, that's COINTELPRO. And the good news is people aren't listening to them, so just thank God. Praise God.
And on the other side of it, Alex, their strength is the greatest right now. They have been building up to that point, too, and that comprises the fulcrum point. And whether it'll be their strength or will be the exposure of truth of what you have been the leader, as you say, and there have been multitudes and are multitudes, and now it's increasing at an exponential rate, I believe, almost, because people are becoming desperate. They see the dangers in this world.
And the enemy's telling us our movement's nothing. Right when it's just,
They're trying to belittle you in the eyes of the public. That's one of the tactics in order to stop this influence that you have in bringing people, exposing
them.
They
want to discredit me so they can kill me. They have to discredit me first. That's the greatest danger. If they ever cook up some scandal or make some crap up about me, that then they'll kill me soon after.
God watches over you. I think they would have tried that, and if they thought they could, they may have tried it, not succeeded, and saw that there was really no way to do that. There are other factors that come into it that God protects you by, that in their own mind it's just an inconvenience, it's a situational thing. The situation just happens to turn into a protection for you on an actual physical reality level, and they don't see that's the hand of God, but the hand of God is upon thee, Alex Jones, because you have been the leader, sir. You, if it wasn't for you, imagine where we would be today in this world, how much more progress they would have made. It would have been a little bit, but I believe they would have already implemented it. So you play a part in God's, in the picture of reality as God sees it. He's put you here. And all I can say, sir, is God bless you. I have one other quick point, if I could mention it to you, Alex.
Sure, go ahead.
When it comes to the steep rise in gold today, I thought that the only way to actually counterbalance the demand on the market by just John Q. Public is to dump gold on the market. And that's what we've been experiencing all along here as far as we see the repression of the market. I believe this to be the main vehicle and tool and method that they use is just simply to dump the gold on the market, from what I've understood from yourself and other enlightened people that you've had on, such as Bob Chapman. And I believe that's what we're seeing today. And I believe they use this vehicle also outside of to repress the market to actually bring people into the market. And now people are transferring their assets, all of their assets, many of them, into the market of gold. And they're not repressing the market today, and I believe that, or they're repressing it not as much as they have been, and they're allowing the price to rise in order to bring people
into the market. Oh, it's admitted. The whole stock market is completely fake. A lot of the transactions aren't even real. It's like Enron with fake computers,
exactly.
Fake energy trading computers. Listen, I appreciate your call, and thanks for the kind words. Hey, if you guys are game, I want to go into overdrive. Okay, you got to go exclusively to the Infowars.com streams, folks. Off the Genesis streams and other streams that are out there on the web. For AM and FM stations will be gone in T-minus 15 minutes exactly. And I go into this overdrive because there's so much news I didn't get to. I'll just continue with calls to the end of the show. And then in overdrive, I'm going to get into some of this news. Or maybe I should get into the final news now and then go into overdrive and take calls. It's just the news. It's so important. Oh, my God. But then the first of the show was so important. When I covered then, I don't know. Maybe I'll do 5 minutes of overdrive. How's that sound? And, you know, everybody can go to the InfoWars streams because what I covered in the first hour was too important to overdrive. First 5 minutes, I was kind of babbling. Because I get overheated. I have so much information, and then I want to hear from the callers. But Motto in Michigan. And JC, Chip, David, Ryan. Go ahead, Motto.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
The lady that called earlier sort of touched on what I was going to talk about, protecting your family. I talked to you, it was either last week or the week before, about posting on the MLive.com message board, which is for the Ann Arbor News.
Uh-huh.
And some of the people that heard that, the info warriors out there, the 9/11 truth people, came into that site. They're Michigan people as well. I want to say I appreciate what they did. Now, today I've been posting the links on there to the videos of Barry Jennings, to the story that you have up about his death, link to your radio show as well. And I want to encourage anybody that has the time to do it. And, Alex, I know you're a busy, busy man, but somebody, you or somebody from your staff, MLive.com/Ann Arbor. Get on there because that Operation Mockingbird thing is in full effect there.
And, but don't think, folks, it doesn't have an effect. Just the action of resisting. Just the action of going and talking to others. Just the action of getting involved in little ways grows into bigger things. Got a jump, Motto. JC in Texas, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was really kind of excited that you mentioned the putrid Damien Hirst.
I covered it in the first hour, yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm in the art world, and it the globalist, it's true that 1% of these I don't even know what to call them, but they're the ones that buy these pieces and that are just filthy and abominating, and they say, oh, how wonderful, how cool, and really, the people that the people that are on the fringe of that see and hear that, if you're lucky and you're able to tell them that what those people are and who they are and what they're about, these collectors, you're able to get through to somebody and maybe be some sort of an influence, which is good. But so many times, people that are generally older, because it's Damien Hirst, he's a Londoner and that's real big, hits looking cool with a lot of these people in the art world. But
yeah, well, the point is the elites make death art, dead baby maggot art, it's what I call the genre, dead baby art, is their favorite for decades.
Oh, yes. As a God-loving Christian, it horrifies me, and I know that sometimes it, seeing these things that I have, am I in the right place? God, am I supposed to be here? But just like you, Alex, if you're compassionate and working and striving to do good in the world, you just have to have faith and, trust. The lady was just saying, how do you protect yourself? And, it's
almost like, the answer is you don't.
You don't. Exactly. You move freely about the world and you just do what you can do. But,
I mean, that's really the answer is you turn loose. You turn loose of even loving your life. Because you love life so much, you realize you've got to put your life in danger to save others. But it sounds sappy, but that's not even – when you have an attitude to save others, then you get saved.
And if you're lucky, you get to be saved over and over again and be active and doing your part.
You don't grow until you realize you're part of the larger species. And until you realize your willingness to sacrifice is the attitude that will save you and everybody else. I appreciate your call. I've got to jump, JC. Chip in Michigan. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, Alex. Hey, I'm a little confused about the gold and silver possession thing. I'm curious. If the economy tanks completely, right, banks close, if you have physical dollars, they wouldn't be worth anything anyway. Now, this is going to cause complete chaos, literally. Okay, people are just going to, the criminals are going to think it's a free-for-all. And now I live 5 miles from downtown Detroit, which is rife with criminals, especially the mayor. Now I'm thinking, how is having physical gold and silver in my possession going to benefit me at that point?
Well, you're not listening. You're not listening. It's better than having the bank just close and say you don't get your money. At least you have something that's small and portable and where you can store a great amount of wealth in a small area and at some later date find someone who wants that or barter it or sell it. So, see, there's no perfect equation. There's no way to save yourself. People always want solutions. There is no perfect silver bullet. The best thing is friends and family that love you and knowing how to be self-sufficient and having some property. But then, down the road, when the dollars devalue and they have a new currency, you'll be able to cash gold in to get that new currency to pay your taxes with. You understand?
Yeah, that's always going to be worth something. But my concern is that, I guess because of my location, so close to a big city, is that, you know, do I invest in this gold and silver now?
Stay there. I'll talk to you behind the scenes. Got to go to Infowars.com, folks.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
And the flames went higher.
And then it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns.
Oh, the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I'm only going to do 8 minutes overdrive on the Infowars.com screams because what I covered after that was just too important about the what looks like a murder of Barry Jennings, 9/11 whistleblower about bombs in the buildings, deputy head of emergency management there in New York over his department. the economy, the guest, all the information. But I also want to get into YouTube's version of Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. So, but this is so big here. I should have started the show with this, actually. This is just so massive. It's up on Infowars.com. I mean, it's actually happening. I can't even believe this. Did the phone system just dump out? Okay, David in Virginia, finish up. You're saying you've got a degree in sustainable development, and you're saying
working on a degree in sustainable development, and I'm taking the slant that sustainability can't happen without democracy and without people feeling empowered. And really, the really bright minds I find in the sustainability field are those people who realize that power needs to be decentralized. Economies need to be decentralized. Distribution systems, food production, all those things need to be decentralized, not only because, you know, even if you believe in global warming to some extent.
The point is oil is toxic in its refining with the chemicals and byproducts, and it's old, and it's wasteful. And so that's why we should get away from it.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on is, as I started digging into some of these organizations that are, as a matter of fact, there's a website called sustainability.com. And if you wanted a lesson on the New World Order, go to this website and just see who supports these people. And this was in just some cursory examination I was doing. I find three organizations, all of which have the exact same people on their boards of trustees. One of these organizations.
Hey, you know what? Let's do this. Fax me some proof of your degree in that. I believe you. You ought to be a 30-minute guest with us someday. Get his number right now, Bob. I want to David, you want to be a guest on the show?
I'd love to talk to you, Alex. Sure.
Okay, well, just get it and give it to Trey and send him up the next week. Thanks.
Great.
I got to end this now, and I've got some Genesis calls, but hell, I took about 10 or 15 calls. How many did I take? I took about 12 calls or so in the last 45 minutes. That's pretty good for me. I got a few things I got to plug here right at the end of the show, and then there's 8 minutes of overdrive where I'm going to cover the biggest news story of the day that I never got to. But I would do more overdrive, but and that's really a shadow of the show. You know, a few, maybe 10,000 internet listeners. That's get the free podcast, folks. Also, the internet was down earlier in the show, so that's why that first hour is so important to re-air there, because I know a lot of people get those and magnify them and put them up on YouTube and the rest of it. But I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the best durable foods company out there, the longest continually operating one in the country. They've got a free brochure, free audio CD, where Steve Shank, the owner for 27 years, breaks it all down. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Again, 800-409-5633. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own food. And inflation's 15% a year compounded, folks, and food's even higher. And if you don't get swearable food, you're crazy. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com, banners at Infowars.com. And then just an incredible new sponsor we've had for a few months. We've got a couple of them here in the office. They get 7.5 gallons a day, half of that in a desert. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Here's their number. ColaBlue.com is the website. 1-866-585-4044. Call them, get a free brochure. It's amazing. 866-585-4044 or ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue.com. All right, retransmission is starting right now. One place at Infowars.com. In fact, it won't be retransmission. We'll be back in 1 minute. In fact, I'm just going to stay live right now for Infowars Greens.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.